Hello everybody, I'm George from Ireland. Well, thank you for coming to my channel. This is about Prime Minister Narendra Modi's proposal for there to be a female quota in the Parliament of India, in the Lok Sabha, Rajya Sabha, but it was voted down, I'm very pleased to say. So the proposition would have said that at least 33% of seats had to be held by females, and it would have increased the number of seats in the Parliament of India. Right. So I remember in the early 90s in the Republic of Ireland, sometimes there were quotas on sort of medical panels. I'm not sure we had them for anything else. That's a preposterous sexist idea. So, yeah, there was some sort of law was passed in 2023, but and it was meant to kick in. And also like in state assemblies, India's divided to, is it 28 states, each with its own elected assembly. Now, the Parliament of India has only got a bit over 500 members of Parliament. So it's got, you know, something like 3 million people per constituency. United Kingdom, it's ridiculous, 75,000 voters. So voters are not people. There are more people beyond that. So that's just too many MPs, 650 in the UK. The Irish Republic in Dáil Éireann, we have about 180 Teachta Dálí. So we've got one of the lowest per capita, sorry, should I say highest per capita numbers of public representatives elected, or the lowest number of constituents per deputy or something like that, which is obviously therefore a big waste of money. If you see the salaries and the other expenses that goes into having these people, they're more like sort of local councils in other countries. Other problems having too many layers of government. But anyway, Modi's political party, Bharatiya Janata Party, like literally Indian People's Party, so they had proposed this, but it's been voted down during a heated 12-hour debate. But they needed a two-thirds majority. I'm not sure why it's considered a constitutional amendment. So would these things be desirable? I mean, methinks not, is the Women's Reservation Act. And Pakistan has seats reserved for women, but a very small percentage. They're like sort of 10% and 2% for those who are not Mohammedans. Why? People should vote for whoever they want to vote for. And so it gives an unfair advantage. It doesn't reserve anything for men. And it's true that men have always had the majority in the Parliament of India. That's not guaranteed. It could be a minority any time. Some countries have occasionally had a majority of elected representatives in their national legislatures who are women. So women, fewer women go into public life than men. Why? I'm not sure. I'm told by a female brain scientist, there's no such thing as a male bright brain and a female brain. Are there any tendencies? I mean, is sex solely biological? Is it psychological or mental at all? Is it, you know, being a woman, is it just ovaries, a vagina and a uterus, I suppose, breasts and so forth? Or is it in the mind at all? I mean, Simone de Beauvoir says one is not born a woman, one becomes one, in that people are conditioned into certain behaviours and so forth, into timidity or whatever it was. I don't know why she's not cancelled, Simone de Beauvoir, who was forbidden to teach in France because of a lesbian relationship she had with one of her pupils. And these days, that means you have to be cast into your outer darkness as of a book burning for La Deuxième Sexe. Well, I mean, I don't agree with her that it's such, I mean, she shouldn't have done that, definitely, but that doesn't make her books are worthless. They're worthless for other reasons. So I can be represented by a woman. I vote on the basis of my opinions, not the person's sex. I can be represented by a person of different colour. He or she could represent me more than someone of my own colour, some of my own sex and my own sexual orientation, or whatever it is. So this is really preposterous. And are women and men that different from each other? I don't think so. So why do we need to reserve places for women? It's ridiculous. Anyway, so as politicians are dishonest, doesn't it reflect when are women that fewer of them go into it and so forth? There was this idea that women are more into personal relationships and less into sort of ambition or competition than men. Apparently it's been measured through, happiness hormones, is it serotonin or something like that, after say games of basketball, whether they win or lose. It makes a difference, but not such a big difference as males. But is that because the males are conditioned to be more competitive? I'm not sure. Does it involve a measure of aggression? I remember a business executive telling me, this is way back in 1997, that that was involved in business, and so that's why more males went into it, that it was something to do with testosterone, and that could be true. All right, so I'm not against female leadership. I belong to a political party that's been led by four women. So I've had a female boss most of my life. And I went into a sector which is female dominated. So that's it. So it's ridiculous to say that just because men are the majority of something, necessarily it's somehow misogynistic or they're bound to women. That's like saying that nursing is anti-male because 95% of nurses are women. Daft. It's like saying that school is misandrist because like 75% of teachers are women. And primary school is even more misandrist because sort of 90% of teachers at primary level are females and so forth. Is clearly it's not true. Or education is pedophobic because all teachers are adults. Just because a certain group is not a high percentage of whatever occupation, that doesn't mean that that group is discriminating against people who are not part of that group and so forth. So what is the female view on speed limits or climate change or taxation? I mean, there is no corporate view, all right? This is an individual thing. It's not that women would do things markedly different from males. So there's no need to have that female representation. And as I say, I wouldn't put an upper limit either. I wouldn't care if there was just not a single male in any legislature in the world, just because I happened to fall into that demographic. So, I remember putting this to an Islamic fundamentalist who was definitely against female leadership. Would you prefer that Kazakhstan was led by a Muslim woman or a non-Muslim man? Now, that was a real quandary for him, but he narrowly came down in favor of a Muslim female. What would you say? So is this a good idea? What do you think? And I've heard in Norway, company boards, there'd been some sort of quota for females in company boards, and Sandy Toksvig, that absolute monster, had danger to children, saying that it led to better business results. Now, I know some men's rights campaign who said that's not true, and I think Sargon of Akkad said it's not true, and don't have much truck with him. He said some ghastly things about that absolute ogress Jess Phillips. I know she deserves less sympathy than others, but nobody should make jokes about physically attacking her. That's despicable, and that actually generates sympathy for that monster. What do you think? Our quote is a good idea. I can think with regard to race, they're racist poison. So it should be a meritocracy. And it's an evidenceless proposition to suggest that talents in all spheres are distributed with absolute equality between all groups. You know, when it comes to the cello, are Cambodians as talented as Colombians on average? I don't know. When it comes to aeronautical engineering, is it Paraguayans or Persians or the Portuguese? Are they all equally gifted on average? And I know it's an individual thing, not a national thing. Yeah. But when it comes to what else it could be, being a stage manager, you know, are Canadians as good as Cameroonians or as good as, whatever it is, Laotians? I have no idea. They could be. One group could be on average better or worse. So you can't simply assume that everybody is as good. We know in sports that people without fast twitch muscle fiber, those of West African origin, they're faster on average than other races. Okay, so it's not a fix. It's not discrimination that people of that ethnicity tend to win the gold medals in short distance running most of the time, or that East Africans tend to win in marathons. Yeah, because that's just the facts of life. All right, thanks for watching my channel. Make sure you subscribe on Patreon, PayPal, georgecallan79@gmail.com. Goodbye.